Filipinos are a very spiritual people. Regardless of our personal spiritual beliefs, we believe that man was created in the image of God, that there can be no compromise on human rights and the dignity of human life. This is enshrined in the first paragraph of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which reads, "Whereas the recognition of the inherent dignity and of the equal and inalienable rights of all members of the human family is the foundation of freedom, justice, and peace in the world. We also believe in accountability, in the principle that whatever we sow, we shall reap. These are some of the reasons why we are here today, to strengthen the United Nations Human Rights Council's mechanism through our participation, our showcasing of the Philippines' achievement in the field of human rights, by answering your questions to the best of our ability, by learning from your experiences, and through new media, by bringing human rights closer to each and every Filipino and all people around the world. Mr. President, Your Excellencies, friends of the Filipino people, magandang umaga po, good morning. It is an honor for the Philippine team to present the Philippines' third cycle Universal Periodic Review Report. It is the first time that the Philippines is represented by both the executive and legislative branches of government in presenting the UPR report. Hopefully one day, the judiciary will also be represented, as many human rights issues and challenges, like the right to speedy and fair trial, legal issues on reproductive health, fall under the ambit of the Philippine judiciary. This clearly shows the Philippines' strong and unwavering commitment towards the UPR. It shows how we value the significant innovation of the UN Human Rights Council, wherein a country submits itself to a periodic review of its human rights record. Based on equal treatment for all countries, we deeply appreciate that the UPR includes the sharing of best human rights practices around the world, giving us that opportunity to learn from each other while understanding that not one country has the monopoly of both human rights challenges and human rights best practices. We greatly appreciate the 109 countries which have registered in the speaker's list after the presentation of the Philippines' UPR report. Thank you, Your Excellencies, for caring for the Filipino people. Your Excellencies, President Duterte took the helm of the Philippine government on the demand of our people for real change. Filipinos long for the rule of law, for equality, for respect of human rights of all Filipinos, regardless of their faith, their social status, whether they are rich or poor, middle class, lower class, upper class, whether their sexual orientation, their age, whether they're young, middle-aged, or elderly, their disabilities, ethnicity, or whatever they are, or whether they are from urban or rural areas. Our report includes our progress since our last review in May 2012. But because we are only allowed 10,700 words, it does not detail the present challenges of the Filipino in the Philippines and all around the world. Challenges due to crime, prohibited drugs, and corruption. Poverty, lack of access to quality health services, education, housing, and other social services are so real to our people that 10 million Filipinos have been forced to look for employment outside the Philippines. Our overseas Filipino workers, our modern-day heroes, sacrifice for what is the most important thing to them in this world, which is their families. Unfortunately, part of their sacrifice is being far away from their families and not being able to bring up their own children. Our report likewise does not detail how resilient we are as a people after major natural disasters hit the country, and how we struggle with elite democracy, wherein only a few families control most of the Philippine economy, or how drugs and crime have become a fact of life. With your permission, Mr. President, Your Excellencies, I'd like to show you a video. These are actual footages from a closed circuit television, CCTV videos, and some newspaper clippings to show Your Excellencies a glimpse of what has become part of the normal lives of Filipinos before President Duterte took office. Can you show the video, please? Crimes committed mostly in highly urbanized areas in the Philippines in broad daylight. There was impunity, but it was from the criminals and from the drug lords. Examples of headlines that we saw, the previous slide, please. Previous slide. Mom financed drug addiction by letting dealer rape her child. 71-year-old woman raped by alleged drug addict. Next slide. 3 UPLB guards held for drugs, rape of 2 women. 4-month-old baby kidnapped, raped in Karkar City. 1 woman or child is raped every 53 minutes. We can spend the whole day with news clippings of how crime has become a part of life and how desensitized society has become, even hearing gruesome crimes of a rape of a 4-year-old, 5-year-old, 4-month-year-old, or even deaths of mother and child, or even a father being shot by his son. The new administration is committed to real change, to institute the reforms, and to protect the human rights of all Filipinos. The new administration continues to be committed to the obligations accompanying the various international treaties ratified in the previous years. Hence, the Duterte administration has vowed to integrate human rights agenda in its developmental initiatives, to protect all, especially the most vulnerable sectors, including but not limited to indigenous people, children, women, migrant workers, elderly, domestic workers, persons with disabilities, farmers, laborers, and members of the LGBT community. Guided by its Philippine Development Plan 2017 to 2022, it adopts a culture-sensitive perspective, a gender-sensitive paradigm, and a human rights-based approach in public service. In keeping with the state's duty to promote and protect human rights and fundamental freedoms, the People's Campaign Against Illegal Drugs is pursued to preserve lives of Filipino people and prevent the country into turning into a narco state. At all times, the Duterte administration seeks to uphold the rule of law. In fact, the President Duterte has a policy of zero tolerance for abuse of law enforcers. This statement and policy of President Duterte is rarely, if at all, shown in Western media. So again, with your permission, Mr. President, Your Excellencies, let me show you a short clip of the State of the Nation address of the President, which is the policy of the Philippine government.
During my inauguration last 30, 2016,